Hello, everybody. I'm Louise Eddington. I am the Cosmic Owl and Wisdom Weaver of Cosmic Owl Astrology. I am here today to talk to you about the upcoming Mercury retrograde in the middle of one of the most amazing and intense months that I have ever experienced. And I actually kind of think, well, there's going to be stuff happen, of course. But I do think good is going to come out of this. But this is just, I'm also a bit Pollyanna and always can see the bright side. But anyway, Mercury, before I look at everything, Mercury is going retrograde on April the 1st this year. And that almost feels a little bit like a cosmic joke from the cosmos because that's April Fool's Day. So it's the first day of the month. And Mercury will station retrograde on April the 1st, but it's also right in the middle of eclipses. But let's just talk about Mercury and Mercury in Aries first, and Mercury in retrograde in general. All the Mercury retrogrades this year, by the way, are going to be in fire signs. So we are in a Mercury elemental year of fire, which can mean both burning off. And creation. Fire is fire whooshes through and burns the old off, and then, like the phoenix, things grow from the flames. So that's where we start with the element of fire. And then Mercury itself. Mercury is the planet of communication, the mind. Mercury also represents such things as talk, the voice. Information we take in. Mercury also is represented by trans words. Mercury is a trickster, psychopomp energy, and travels between the worlds, bringing messages down from the cosmos or God, whatever you want to call it, down to humans, we humans. And when Mercury is retrograde, he's closer to Earth, so his messages get louder. But Mercury also represents transmutation, transference, all these trans words, because he's a boundary crosser. So we are going to be crossing boundaries in so many ways. And not only that, we are, of course, in the middle of the eclipse reset season. All eclipses are resets. And the Libra eclipse, the full moon, the lunar eclipse, was pretty big on March the 25th. I am recording this on March the 27th. The Aries new moon solar eclipse is going to be even bigger. So I'll be doing a separate podcast for the whole Aries new moon. But Melanie Reinhardt and I touched on it as well because we talked about Chiron's presence in the eclipse, because Chiron is exactly conjunct the eclipse. And we've got other things happening. But let's try and stick to Mercury retrograde. But then let's talk about Mercury in Aries. Mercury in Aries is clarity of thought, but it's fast moving, quick decisions, quick speaking, words fall out, sometimes a bit rashly. Mercury retrogrades ask us to slow down and just be and rethink and revisit and revision and rewrite the story of who we are in Aries. All right, let's go to the chart. Mercury stations a retrograde on April the 1st, and Mercury stations retrograde at 27 degrees of Aries in an almost exact, well, it is exact really, trine, fire trine to the galactic center. But Mercury is also in a fire trine to Hecate, another psychopomp energy. So we've got these two boundary world crossers speaking to each other. Hecate has the keys to the worlds, the shamanic realms of the underworld, the middle world, and the upper world, or our mind, body, spirit. She holds her torch up when we're at a crossroads so that we can see the way forward. And this is in Leo, the sign of the sun or the heart. So we have this fire grand trine, and the galactic center is like a big cosmic defragger, sending in new information, but defragging our hard drives. So This Mercury retrograde is not only about rewriting, rethinking, revisiting who we are, it's also going to be based on some higher and new truths that are streaming down from the center of our galaxy. And then it's also going to be about how we live from joy and leading from the heart. This is quite astounding, to be quite honest. But not only that, there's more. Mercury is in an almost exact semi-sextile to Neptune, which has Venus there. Neptune's been in an ongoing aspect square to the galactic center. We are being defragged all the time. All what we think is true, Sagittarius is true. Truths are being kind of dismantled, and we are asked to step into the new truth of who we are. But Venus is also there, right? And Venus and Neptune together is usually kind of this magical higher love experience. Venus is exalted in Neptune, in Pisces, and Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces. So we are being asked to step into love in a big, big, big way. And there's going to be more about that as well. But let me just mention one thing. Mars rules this Aries where Mercury is going to go retrograde, where we have the eclipse on the 8th, and Mars is softened in Pisces. Mars in Pisces is really the spiritual warrior, the kind of guardian, the guardian of the spiritual warrior for truth and for connection and love. Okay, let's call Mars in Pisces the love warrior, and the warrior who's going to fight for us to understand that we are connected to everything here on this earth. All right, let me just clear those drawings. And I'm just going to quickly go through the aspects. So Mercury turns retrograde April the 1st. Such a cosmic trickster joke, right? So it's going to be quite the retrograde. And I'm really inviting you not to sweat the small stuff. In having a Mercury retrograde in the middle of eclipse season is going to cause wonk. We are just today dealing with a second insurance claim. You know, we've got a major water leak and that is requiring some mitigation and things. It's fine, we're dealing with it. That's what insurance is for. But things are going to come up. You know, technology is going to be wonky. I've noticed it on calls. This is my second time recording this because a video started playing in the background. I paused the recording, found the video, turned it off, kept on talking, forgot to press start again. And I couldn't remember where I was when I stopped the recording. So I started again. Things are going to go wonky, but that's because you're being invited to slow down, be still, and as much as possible, you'd still have to live. But when you find yourself rushing, when you find yourself making snap decisions, remind yourself, re-words, right? Say, we are receiving new information that I might need. So let me slow down. Yeah. Let me revisit it. Let me rethink it. Let me take my time. I'm not saying don't make any decisions. I'm not a fan of this don't do things during Mercury retrograde because it happens for so much of the year. But for 24 days, this is just about kind of hitting pause, slowing down, rethinking things, going over things again. But most of all, this is about who we are. Okay. So Mars is after April the 1st, Mars is going to come back and conjunct Eris for the second time. The Mercury just met Eris just before I'm recording this. Eris is the sister of Mars. She is the truth teller. She is like she stirs the pot where outsiders have been left out. She pulls down the artifice of the elites. She shows people up for their vanity and shallowness, and how easy it is that humans can be made to fight amongst each other. She just shows it, really. She doesn't actually kind of get involved in it, but she's an outsider. So Eris also represents taking a stand for outsiders, including yourself, where you have felt alienated, where you have never quite felt a part of things. But this is happening on the 8th, a week after Mercury stations retrograde, and is on the day of the eclipse. So Mercury and Eris meet right on the eclipse, and Mercury is under the beams of the sun. So is Eris, all bringing in new truths, new information, and defragging our old hard drives to be reborn. We are being called to wonderment, spiritual warrior. How can we fight for good? How can we fight for ourselves and for each other? This is just such a big, big month. So that's on April the 8th. Mercury will conjunct Eris. And then on the eclipse day at the same time, then in the middle of the retrograde, sorry about that. In the middle of the retrograde, right after the eclipse, just 3 days after, we have the Mercury Kazemi at 22 degrees, which is the master builder, a number of balance, but it's two twos, which is more the kind of balance and harmony of bringing the divine feminine and the divine masculine, the yin and the yang, into balance. This is tremendous that this is happening at 22 degrees. We are really have some major opportunities here for healing. Okay. Also, of course, this is all happening still in this fire, creative phoenix energy with Hecate, the mind, body, spirit goddess of the crossroads. Then the next conjunction that Mercury makes is a conjunction with Chiron, and Chiron was exactly conjunct the eclipse. So this is all happening at the eclipse degree. Mercury Chiron, this might be a bit anxious for people who have some anxious moments. All this energy is very erratic. So there is kind of a lot of nervy energy there. So self-care, self-care, self-care. But Mercury is revisiting something that came through on that amazing day of the eclipse on April the 8th, right? Where Mercury is conjunct Eris under the beams of the sun. And we have this totality of over 4 minutes at its longest. And even if you're not under the path of the eclipse, for you individually, this is still happening. So whether you believe in witnessing eclipses or not, or put yourself into a place of stillness. We are going to see it because I don't, I like seeing it, but I plan on taking a blanket and just kind of soaking up those 4 minutes of totality. We're going to park as far away from other people as we can so I can be in silence and commune with this energy. Oh, what a time. Then we have one more big thing happening. So before Mercury stations direct, while Mercury is still retrograde, Jupiter and Uranus will meet. And I will be doing a separate video for that. And Jupiter and Uranus meet at 21 degrees, almost 22 degrees of Taurus, which is still in aspect to the eclipse, to the Kazemi of Mercury. Uranus is higher mind. Uranus is breakthroughs. Jupiter is expansion and also opportunity and growth and luck, healthy growth, I'm talking. And in the sign of the senses and the earth, Taurus, and our connection with it. No, I'm not even going to talk about it now because I will do a whole video on Jupiter and Uranus and look back at when it was last conjunct. But these two are meeting for the first time in 13 years as well, and the first time in the sign of Taurus since 1941. Yes, it was in the war, but that doesn't necessarily mean it was bad. So watch this space for that one happening. But that was over 80 years ago that it's been in Taurus. So that's almost a full Uranus cycle, 84 years. It's these two have not met in this sign before. Big, big changes, eclipse resets, Mercury retrograde. Oh, it's just so much. Okay, so now I'll show you when Mercury turns direct on the 25th. Mercury stations direct, conjunct the north node of the moon. Ah, oh, my goodness. Pointing us to saying, yes, it's time to really kind of step into who you be after all this rethinking. Start to create new projects, start to take action on being the change you want to see in the world. Meanwhile, during this retrograde, Mars has traveled over Saturn, releasing more limiting beliefs or saying, slow your roll even more. Mars in Pisces, Mars ruling the Aries energy, by the way. Mars in Pisces being the spiritual warrior. Saturn saying, slow down, remember that you are a protector and a guardian too. Then Mars passes Nessus, the buck stops here, we've had enough of fighting. And as Mercury stations direct, Mars is about to conjunct Neptune. Remember, Venus was there. Now Venus has traveled through all of this. Actually, let's see when Mercury and Venus meet quickly. Because that's right in the middle of the retrograde, too. That's on the 19th as well. So we've also got this, you know, before Mercury hits that north node and just before this, he stations direct. This is such an opportunity for us to do our own personal healing, to step up saying, I'm rediscovering, I'm being reborn, I know who I am, I know who I want to, who I be, I know what I want to create in the world, I know what action I want to take to be a part of the change I want to see in the world. It's stunning, to be quite honest. So please, I beg you, do not get into the ugh, Mercury's retrograde. When will it end? All this stuff will go wrong. Technical stuff already is, and so is insurance claims for me. And things are leaking, breaking. Technology's wonky. I've been on Zoom calls. I was on one yesterday where people said my whole screen was fuzzy, looked fine to me. I had no bandwidth problems. That's just small stuff. Slow down. Be if things get a bit much and you find yourself being feeling very rash and wanting to push, slow down, breathe, trap into your inner self, or trap, breathe into your inner self and go, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? You are remembering, being reborn. Amazing times, amazing months. Please make the most of it. I'm going to actually pull three cards. Wow. Ooh. All reversed, which reflects the slowing down, going within for sure. I always think all of those reversed cards are definitely a message to reverse. Literally, kind of reverse and go within and slow down the whole message of the retrograde. So, this is Justice, the first card. And these are from the Tridivia deck. Remember, there's a discount code in the description if you want to get yourself a deck. How perfect are these cards for eclipses? The black background with the sun being completely blocked out. So, this says making mistakes is a great opportunity for personal goals. Perfect. You might have done something that doesn't align with your values, and it's time to face the consequences. If you regret your actions, simply admit it to yourself, learn from your mistakes and see it as an opportunity for growth. Be kind to yourself and know that everyone makes mistakes. The goal is to acknowledge and own up to them and be honest with yourself and others to take accountability for your choices. Try to be more fair towards yourself and others. Okay. I think that's a very good message for the start of the retrograde. And then we also have the Eight of Cups, and the cups are water. Water leaks. So this is about your emotional state. Okay, so this is saying, I will let go of all the things that are preventing me from reaching my fullest potential. To me, this is the Pisces energy through this period, with Mars going through it and Mars going conjunct Saturn, and then Mars going conjunct Nessus, Venus being conjunct Neptune, Mars coming up to Neptune as Mercury stations direct. This is about letting go of all the things that are preventing you from reaching your fullest potential. Okay. So I'm not even going to read the whole card for that one because I think that's self-explanatory. The last message for this Mercury retrograde is the sixth of swords reversed. And swords reversed are always good. This is about releasing your resistance to change. Okay. Change feels uncomfortable right now, but it will be worth it. Trust the process of adjusting to your new circumstances, and soon enough, you will see why change was imminent. So release your resistance. Resistance is futile. Also, so is all the ughs and the moaning that Mercury retrograde sucks. It can, but it's also got a purpose. So slow down, rethink, revisit, rewrite, and be reborn. Much love to you.